from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
USC's Kyren Hudson.
Whoo!
Yeah. Did you see the
amazing?
Did you see the Savannah Bananas interception yet?
Oh no, I meant to look.
Okay.
All right, I gotta look right now. Gotta find it.
Backflip interception had to be the highlight of the weekend. It was I'll find it. Someone tell me. Tweet it.
Sure it happened?
I'm positive it happened.
All right.
I retweeted it. I know I did. A guy did a backflip while making an interception with one hand. It's pretty ridiculous. Here it is. Yeah. Okay. It was indeed Robert Morris and Utah State.
Okay.
So
Robert Morris and Utah
State. I'll just go ahead and tag you in this video.
All right. All right.
Now, you know what? I'll just retweet it again so everyone can see it. Why not? Jeremy and Joe, good morning. When I repost, now it's gone. Not disappeared. Right, whatever.
You know, the other thing we didn't bring up in the recap of the weekend is that Liverpool is back. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Very exciting.
Tough weekend for Arsenal, though.
Yeah. Getting kicked out of a game for something stupid is pretty stupid.
It really was.
Pretty stupid.
There was a really dumb moment that cost them.
Pretty stupid.
Yep. At least you didn't concede 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Saw that.
That was amazing.
Super cool.
Great Premier League weekend.
What Everton did has got to be like named in Everton now or something. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Watching their collapse was just awesome.
It's the most Everton loss of Everton losses.
It's why this is the best time of year. This is it. Everything is happening. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. 2 days from the NFL opener, 3 days from the first game in Brazil. Eagles and Packers are going to play in that one, and then off we go. You can join us and give us a call if you'd like, 803-0550. Rob in Connecticut leads us off this morning. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. And by the way, this is not let's get stupid, all right? I have a very serious question for you because you guys are always talking about fantasy football, and you kind of got me into the bug. So I'm wondering if anybody out there is listening or you guys might have some information on a fantasy football league for visually impaired people. Like, so we can listen to the stats and still keep. Is there an app I could go to? Because I listen to Alexa all the time. So I'm not sure how to get involved. I want to get involved with fantasy football. You guys are full of information. And obviously, you know, I listen to you guys every single day. So that's where I would get my info. But do you have any info as far as hearing of any fantasy football leagues for the blind?
Okay, Rob, a very quick search of this. Looks like Yahoo might do this. Yahoo with voiceover on the phone, on the web, classic selection mode on the roster page. Like, I'm seeing that Yahoo might be the best when it comes to accessibility in fantasy.
Okay.
It's the best answer I've got for you right now. I can continue to look a little more. So there you go.
The app itself like reads out the that's probably how it works.
Rob would assume. You probably know this. Like voiceover on your phone can read your screen.
Yeah.
What site is best designed for that? I believe it might be Yahoo that is the best for that. So hope that helps. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. The college football weekend was awesome. Now we get to the NFL and whatever. Like, it's time to dive
in. Find out what everybody is.
That's right.
Right?
It's time to find out who had an off season that was full of crap and who's really bad versus who's really good. Somebody's going to be really bad. Sometimes you know who that is. Carolina last year, they had a rookie quarterback. We thought, you know, you probably thought Carolina would be eh. But did we think they're going to pick first? And they didn't pick first because they traded their pick.
Right.
But the Chargers last year are a good example. Anyone have the Chargers finishing, like, what'd they pick, sixth?
Right, they were top 10 pick. No, I've been waiting for the breakout for them for 8 years.
New England picked third. That's a team that, we're building on Mac Jones. We'll see where this thing goes. I mean, you know, you might have thought they were going to be just eh, and they picked third. So, you know, teams that are – there are teams out there that are about to be surprised at how bad they are.
Well, how many teams in the AFC do you truly feel like walking into week one, you don't know what they're going to be? How many teams – well, maybe better – maybe the other end is a better question. Who do you feel like you know what they are?
Okay. AFC teams, I know who they are.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Okay. Yep.
They're going to be great.
Yes, they are.
That's my – again, I could be wrong on that.
They're probably going to be great.
The Chiefs are going to be great.
Yeah. Barring injury. Feel like you know what the Ravens are?
No.
Even to a modest degree?
I mean, my level of confidence.
Because to me, like, I was thinking the other way. Like, all over the place. No clue. Like, I'm kind of feel that way about the Chargers right now. I have no. They could be bad to me. They could be great because of Harbaugh. But I feel like on the flip end, I feel like I kind of know what the Broncos are going to be, right? Like, they're going to be...
I don't know. They've got a...
No?
At the risk of being...
They're not going to be great.
Too wishy-washy on it. Are they? What if Bo Nix is CJ Stroud?
No.
Like, that happened last year. The Texans picked second and then became this team that was...
Take the preseason pledge and tell me Bo Nix is going to be CJ Stroud.
I don't even need to take the preseason pledge. CJ Stroud had a terrible preseason.
That's what I mean. Like, but the whole knee hype of Bo Nix is what he did in the preseason.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It's just,
isn't it?
A rookie quarterback changes you right away if he's good.
Like, I could see the Colts being that because I feel like they have a gifted quarterback.
They have a guy with a lot of hype.
A ton
I have no
of talent.
Idea what they're going to be because they have a lot of hype, and it's right now it's a lot of hype.
Right.
Like, I was,
all right, so maybe the better question is, how many do we actually feel like we know what they are? It's the Chiefs.
I was going to say the Chiefs, and I was almost done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, but
the Texans,
I think they're going to be really good.
Right, like I feel pretty solid in knowing what the Texans are going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, if there's confidence scores here, I'm 99% sure the Chiefs are going to be great. I might be 90% sure that the Dolphins are going to have an awesome offense. I should probably be 100% sure on that one. The Jets, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, are probably going to go to the playoffs.
I feel like, I don't know if you would be willing to say, I feel like I know that the Patriots are not going to be good.
That's probably right. They've
even if I like Drake May, just they're no way. That offense is putrid.
It's
other
probably
than the Drake May potential.
The Steelers are probably not going to be good. They've got a good offensive line. Their defense always performs.
But they're going to win 8 games.
They're going to be terrible, and they're going to win 8 games. Yeah. Right. So I know exactly what the Steelers are going to be.
All right.
The Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Broncos,
Jaguars,
Raiders.
We probably know what the Jaguars are going to be. The Jaguars, right? They're going to be
10-7, and no one's going to think about them twice.
Nope. Yep, and if they squeeze into the playoffs, right, nobody will take it, the idea seriously that they're going to go on some deep run or anything of the sort.
But it's no coincidence that I'm definitely not saying I know what the Bills are because I have no idea what the Bills are going
to be. No, I don't. The Bills are definitely not on the
they're
list.
They're a team that for the first time in a lot of years, maybe at least 4 years, they have it seemed to have a ton of variability on what they could be. They could be great. There's totally plenty to believe they could be great. And then there's, well, the quarterback's great, and he might not have as much help as he's had in years past. And that's, you know, defense, a lot of guys that aged out. I realize they were older, but it's a team with so many changes that you just kind of, not every change is going to go perfectly. Some might. Keon Coleman might go great, and Cole Bishop might not be good, or vice versa. Or,
right,
you know, Milano, covering up for the Milano injury last year, it took the Bills a couple weeks to get there, and then they did. They were fine.
Huh.
Will it be right away without Milano that they're good, or will it take a couple weeks? My guess is, you know, it could be okay because they've had a little time to plan for this. But, you know, with the Bills, I don't know. And one thing about the Bills, we don't even know how much they're going to run the ball. I mentioned Tim Graham, The Athletic. He has a piece today about Joe Brady, and I wanted to bring up two notes from it. A couple that we already know how when Brady went over, they were the run-heaviest team in the league. They called runs a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that something he wants to do, or was that his best adaptation of the Ken Dorsey offense? That's one thing that's a big question we don't know. But I read something about Brady, to kind of piggyback on Tim Graham's point. I read something about Brady from Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer. Stephen Ruiz wrote a piece that was, I think, 24 questions that will define the NFL this season. And what he wrote about the Bills was about their offense and how, you know, can they replace the production of Stephon Diggs in the aggregate? And Stephen Ruiz was complimentary of the Bills receiving group, saying, I actually think they've got enough here to make it work. You've got Josh Allen who's going to make it work. But he wrote something about Brady that I'd not thought of until I read the words. Which, listen, we talk about this team all the time, right? We've thought about every angle. You're out there, you think about this team all the time. You thought every angle.
Yep.
Maybe you thought of this one. I had not. Stephen Ruiz writes, Brady earned the full-time job after acquitting himself nicely as the team's interim offensive coordinator of the second half of last season. His biggest accomplishment was reining in Josh Allen and cutting down on his turnovers. It's difficult to say whether that will continue in 2024. And then here's the money shot. If Brady can continue to lower Allen's turnover numbers while keeping production levels high, he'll be getting some job interviews next offseason. And, okay, so what's the big part of that? The big part of that is the primary directive to reduce turnovers? Would that be the thing that people would be most impressed about? Because we talk about turnovers all the time. We talk about them in why players say Josh Allen's overrated. We talk about them why he's not high enough on the NFL top 100. We talk about it why all these turnovers are why he hasn't won an MVP. Even though most people watching say, why are you obsessed with these? The downfield arm punts are not the same as line of scrimmage interceptions and on and on and on. Like the interception point, when we're complimenting Allen, we're constantly saying how it's overdone. The point's overdone. Why do these players are too obsessed with turnovers? And here Stephen Ruiz kind of made it click for me, Joe, which is, wait a minute. If he gets Allen's turnovers down, will that be viewed as the most impressive thing he's done? What if Josh Allen threw 6 picks this year? Total.
Is Joe Brady would get credit for it.
Is he gone? Look what Joe Brady did.
Yeah.
They cut down on the turnovers.
It's his lane to get credit.
Yeah.
Right? Because otherwise, any other way you do it, it's, you know, I guess with Diggs out, maybe you could get some credit in that area too. But for the most part, you got a Josh Allen offense. You come in and you're fourth. You know, you're not getting credit for having the fourth best offense in the league. You have Josh Allen. He's going to get an MVP, right? But
a talking point is right there to be made.
Yeah.
If he cuts down the turnovers.
And if he's, I mean, you don't want him to believe that he would be thinking this, but if somewhere in the back of his mind he's thinking about the thing that gives him the best chance of becoming a head coach one day, I mean, designing an offense that doesn't have Allen turning the ball over, right? That's going to be your quickest way to become a head coach.
Yeah, and it's not a bad point. It's an interesting observation from Stephen Ruiz, and it clicked for me. That's the thing he is most likely to get credit for that would be just him. Because Allen turned it over under Dable and turned it over under Dorsey. And if that number comes down under Joe Brady, there you go. You have your, well, this guy can coach. And wouldn't necessarily have to be wrong. You know, we wouldn't take six turnovers if it meant 20 touchdowns. Like, that's not right. That's not a good trade.
No.
I still need the 42 total touchdowns. But if you do it with six turnovers, guess what happens? Josh wins the MVP, and your offensive coordinator might get a job right away. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Interesting observation from Stephen Ruiz there. Jeremy and Joe, happy Tuesday. Happy September. Happy meteorological fall. We celebrate meteorological fall on the show, even if it is tough to say. I'm drinking a pumpkin spice latte to get in the mood.
Wow. Huge.
Decided, you know, on the way in, why not?
Tis the season. It's good. If it's in the 50s, you all in. Yeah. Did you want the hot one, too?
Yeah. Hi.
I go iced. Gotta go iced.
When we get back, a lot of craziness in college football this weekend. Nothing crazier than what college football is asking all of us to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.